Welcome back to The Zone, presented by CC Power Sports of Louisville on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Jason Anderson.
Hanging out at the Final Four, Radio Row, our coverage continues to be presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger and delivered by Papa John's. Now, I feel like this man needs to stop following me.
Yeah.
We hung out with him in Tahoe. Ben Higgins, the bachelor, joins us now. Ben, how are you, sir?
I'm really, really good. It is, yeah. We were in Tahoe together. You had a great setup there, too, right?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it's a good event. This is my first time at the Final Four, though.
Okay.
I was excited for Tahoe because I was participating in it.
That's right.
Now I'm excited to just hang out and watch the Final Four.
You can't participate in it?
You know what? I went and played basketball two nights ago, some pickup ball. My first time in 2 weeks, I woke up, and I just turned 30, and I can feel it.
Really?
Yeah, actually, if
I
you want to...
just turned 30, and I can feel it. You hadn't played basketball in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I play quite a bit. You know, here's something weird.
Yeah, that,
see
you
that?
Definitely jammed your finger.
Yeah, I'm showing him my finger.
Yeah.
I look like I'm in high school all over again.
Well, if you were married, that ring wouldn't fit right there.
No.
I can tell you that much.
No.
Ben Higgins is our guest. Are you now Indiana boy.
Yeah.
Are you a Hoosier fan?
Massive. Yeah, I went to Indiana University. My best friend and college roommate is a college basketball coach. So he coached with Steve Alford at UCLA last year and then finished the season there at UCLA. And I think it's all unknown now at this point for them. But he's here at this event as well. Grew up loving basketball, played basketball for Indiana Elite. You know, one of the funny stories about that is played on a team of 10 of us at Indiana Elite. 9 people played Division I basketball.
Who was the 10th one? I can't imagine who that might have been.
Yeah.
You had offers. You just didn't want to play ball anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. My knees were going bad.
That's exactly right. Yes. I mean, you could have played, but then it's like, can you really enjoy your college experience?
Exactly.
If you're doing
can you
that?
Gain the 50 pounds I needed?
Exactly. Uh-huh. The freshman 20, then the sophomore 20, the senior 10. You know, those things have to happen. Now, you're wearing a Capital One sweatshirt. Is that just something that's sitting in your closet? Or
no, you know, it's really.
Walk around with different credit card companies in your closet?
Just to support.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You know, Capital One is a sponsor of most of the NCAA, if not all of it. And I've been a Capital One card holder for years, since college. And so we've done a couple activations together. And as I was telling everybody how much I love basketball at all these events, because it's just such a part of my life. Golf and basketball seem to dominate my life. Capital One reached out and said, hey, would you like to come with us to the Final Four? I said, of course. And then one of the cool parts I learned is not only am I coming to the Final Four with Capital One, but then any card holder. So anybody that is a client or a card holder of Capital One, they have exclusive access to a lot of these activations and events going on around the Final Four.
Yeah.
And they can get into some of these concerts, and they have first dibs on some of the tickets and the behind-the-scenes stuff. So any card holder can be treated like royalty at this thing. And so for me, it's just exciting to not only be a card holder, get those access with along with everybody else, and also be at this event that I love so much.
You get access anyway. You're Ben Higgins from The Bachelor.
Yeah. Well, I hope so. Let's just keep saying that, and maybe we'll keep having it.
That's exactly right. I saw that I read it the other day that Capital One card holders get free access and free entry into the Fan Fest as well.
Exactly.
And like VIP, like you pass the line and all that stuff. It was pretty cool.
So and you don't know that until it's kind of told to you, right? Like
right.
As a cardholder, like you've come to this event. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have a ton of fun. And all thanks to Capital One. So I'm wearing the sweatshirt, and I'm also just promoting something I like.
All right, very good. And Ben Higgins promoting maybe Indiana as well. What'd you think of this season? The promise, the excitement of Romeo, who's now announced he's going pro.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
No.
But certainly it had to be pretty disappointing following it this year.
It's a little defeating. It is. Yeah, you go into the season, you're excited. You obviously have the recruits. You had one recruit. So here's Indiana's, I think, what... from my sideline knowledge.
Right.
We don't have a third score, and that's going to hurt you in college basketball. And you don't have when you don't have a guy to step up, especially when you're relying on a freshman, you look at the Dukes of the world, Zion goes down, you have two or three other guys that are stepping up. At IU, we had a couple seniors that did a great job.
Yeah.
But we didn't have a third score. It was disappointing. I'm waiting. So the Big Ten showed up well, I think, in the NCAA tournament. I thought we showed up. But I'm waiting for IU to get the grit that haven't had for years. You know, that, like, winning spirit, that winning culture.
Is there starting to be some pressure on Archie that didn't happen this year, that it's like, all right, it's time, it's go time at Indiana? Indiana fans, I'll say that they've been patient for too long. It's
they
like,
have.
Hey, just be patient. Come on, how long do you expect
how
somebody
much?
To be patient?
Yeah, so I was there when Crean took over, and kind of turned the program around for a bit. And then we had some off years.
Yeah.
I think Archie's feeling pressure. I think it's unwarranted. And I think in sports today, we have this enormous amount of urgency for things to happen right away. You know, as you're a college basketball coach, you come in, he's only had one recruiting class. Like, let him get two or three recruiting classes and let him get some guys that are going to become seniors and juniors to make a run. Help him build that culture. I don't think any coach that's hired on with the confidence that we had in Archie should ever be fired in the first 4 years. Give him 4 years to get that recruiting class through to help develop his team. And then you'll see how it goes.
Ben Higgins is our guest with Capital One and also The Bachelor.
Yeah.
My wife's favorite Bachelor.
Oh, thank you.
I know
appreciate
we talked
that.
About that in Tahoe. Colton did not surpass you.
Thank you.
So congratulations on that. You still are a part of the family. So, like, you were there in the live shows at the end of the season and all of that. You're there during the season talking to Colton. How much is that sort of pre-rehearsed? I know that some of it is, like, live.
Oh, man.
But, like, when you show up to talk to Colton, it's like, hey, bro dudes, we're just sitting around talking about relationships and love. Here's what you're going to – like, haven't you already talked to Colton even a little bit about sort of what to expect?
Yeah. So none of it is pre-rehearsed. And I mean that. So with Colton, though, he had been gone on the show at that point for a month and a half. So there had been a month and a half of his life that I had not talked to him about.
I see.
Because there's no phones, no TV, no none of that. And then it was funny. I was in Los Angeles. I get a call from The Bachelor. Hey, can you be in Denver tomorrow? We're in Denver to talk to Colton. And I said, yeah, that sounds great. I flew on a flight, dropped in, went to that was at my restaurant in Denver that we filmed that, walked in and met Colton, said, what's going on? Let me, you know, what do you want to talk about? There was nothing about that. I remember just kind of being thrown off because there was no prep. I had no clue what was happening in his life.
Ben Higgins is our guest on ESPN 680 105.7. I got one more for you, and then we'll get our final four.
Okay.
I don't know that my wife will be happy with me bringing this up, but in Tahoe, whether you remember or not, I was surprising my wife to FaceTime with you.
Yes.
And we FaceTimed, and she had just got out of the shower.
I remember this.
And as she started to, like, bring the phone towards her.
No, stop.
You, like, ducked away. You're like, oh, no. And she was like, what are you? I'm like, I'm here with Ben Higgins. I mean, she was like, what are you doing? Why would you do that? She's like, my hair is all wet. I just got out of the shower. Why would you do that?
I do remember this.
She did, though, take a screenshot of that.
Yes.
She even posted on Facebook. Clearly, she was not too shy about just getting out of the shower. So I didn't know if you maybe remembered that or
100%,
not.
I 100% remember that. I was actually just going to say.
Have you told stories about that?
No, but I'm going to start.
You should, yes.
No, I do. I was actually going to ask you. I said, didn't we FaceTime your wife when we were in Tahoe?
When she was just getting out of the shower. Perfect. I had no idea. I didn't know she was just getting out of the shower. Right. Who knows? I mean, come on. She doesn't tell me those things. Ben Higgins from The Bachelor is our guest. Okay, final four time for you. Four quick questions. Just tell me the first thing that pops in your head.
Please.
Have you ever jumped a fence before?
No.
You haven't? Not even a small fence?
Oh, small fence, definitely. Yeah, not a fence like that. Not a fence above my head.
Okay. Will this next season, no matter what, be the most dramatic episode in Bachelor history?
100% it will.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right. What's in your wallet?
Capital One.
All right. Who wins on Monday night?
Michigan State.
Michigan State. All right. Big Ten guy.
Yeah, Big
right?
Ten guy. Have to.
Okay. All right. If Indiana can't do it, maybe the Big Ten will do it. And maybe, like, through proxy, you can feel some excitement with Indiana winning. Ben Higgins of The Bachelor. Ben, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Are you single?
No, I've got a girlfriend.
Really?
She's
okay.
She's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey, honey, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So I guess you're still stuck with me. She's in Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, that's right down the road from Louisville. Come on.
That's right.
I mean, geez, are you going to get to the Derby anytime?
I would love to. I really would. I was in Lexington last year. Kentucky's a nice place.
What were you in Lexington for?
I was in an event for a bookstore. I was promoting the coffee company that I operate now.
Well, very
so
cool.
So we're talking about Generous.
What coffee company? You're here promoting Capital One, but what coffee company?
It's called Generous International.
Generous.
So we import coffee from 9 different countries, all specialty grade, all single origin. We sell this coffee here in the U.S. at generouscoffee.com, and then we donate 10% of our revenue right off the top to organizations that are doing community development and around the world. So that's my full-time gig now.
Very cool. And then part-time, The Bachelor
and
family.
Capital One rep.
And Capital One rep. That is exactly right. Ben, I appreciate you stopping by
and
having some fun with us. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
All right, there's Ben Higgins, The Bachelor, joining us. Previous Bachelor. Now Colton, Bachelor. I'm not sure. Real quick, can I ask one very, very
very, very quick question. Yeah. I apologize. There is a former Kentucky player, a Blaylock, that is going to be on The Bachelor, and there is a Louisville resident teacher at one of the high schools that is also going to be on The Bachelor this next season. 30 seconds or less, what advice would you give them?
Stay patient. Stay calm. Don't show you're crazy. Just know that this will enhance your life. Don't let it change you. And be open to the possibility this could help you find your one.
Does the athlete have an advantage?
Definitely.
Former football player? Yeah.
Competition.
It probably does. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. All right, there's Ben Higgins, the Bachelor, joining us on ESPN 680 105.7. We will continue rolling along our coverage here at Radio Row in Minneapolis. It is presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health Sports Medicine, fueled by Kroger, delivered by Papa John's. More Zone rolling along. It's ESPN 680 105.7.
You are listening to the Zone Podcast. Check out Jason Anderson weekdays 3 to 6 only on ESPN 680 and ESPNLouisville.com.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at UPSJobs.com. That's UPSJobs.com.